It's Saturday, September 14th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. stocks closed out their best week of the year with more gains on Friday and climbed to the cusp of their records. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% for a fifth straight gain and is just 0.7% below its all-time high set in July. Rallies for Microsoft, Broadcom, and other big technology stocks helped it claw back almost all of its losses from last week, which was its worst in nearly 18 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 297 points, and the NASDAQ Composite added 0.7%. Stocks also got support from the bond market, where Treasury yields eased ahead of next week's meeting of the Federal Reserve. The unanimous expectation on Wall Street is for the Fed to deliver the first cut to interest rates in more than 4 years on Wednesday, and traders are rekindling hopes it may offer bigger than usual relief. In other news, the Biden administration is cracking down on cheap products sold out of China, expanding a push to reduce U.S. dependence on Beijing and bolster homegrown industry. But that could trigger higher prices for U.S. consumers who flock to popular shopping sites like Temu and Shein. President Joe Biden's proposed rule says foreign companies cannot avoid tariffs simply by shipping goods they claim to be worth $800 or less. Sellers mainly from China have used the so-called de minimis exemption to flood the U.S. market, shipping dresses, shoes, toys, and bags directly to American shoppers in small packages. The number of these shipments has jumped from 140 million annually to over 1 billion last year, according to a White House statement. In world news, Iran launched a satellite into space Saturday with a rocket built by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, state-run media reported, the latest for a program the West fears helps Tehran advance its ballistic missile program. Iran described the launch as a success, which would be the second such launch to put a satellite into orbit with the rocket. The launch comes amid heightened tensions gripping the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, during which Tehran launched an unprecedented direct missile and drone attack on Israel. Meanwhile, Iran continues to enrich uranium to nearly weapons-grade levels, raising concerns among non-proliferation experts about Tehran's program. Back in the U.S., helped by cooler temperatures, firefighters gained ground Friday against three blazes in Southern California, and authorities began scaling back evacuation orders that displaced thousands of people. The largest blaze is the Bridge Fire east of Los Angeles, which has burned 81 square miles, torched at least 33 homes and 6 cabins, and forced the evacuation of 10,000 people. The cause of the fire is not yet known. After days of burning without fire crews being able to stop its forward march, it was 3% contained on Friday. While firefighters have made significant progress, the three major wildfires that have ravaged the mountains east of Los Angeles, destroying dozens of homes, injuring a dozen people, and burning more than 100,000 acres, still pose significant threats to some communities. And Pope Francis on Friday criticized both former U.S. President Donald Trump over his plan to deport millions of immigrants and Vice President Kamala Harris over her stance supporting abortion rights. Asked about the U.S. presidential election on his flight back to Rome from Singapore, the Pope said not welcoming migrants is a grave sin and likened having an abortion to an assassination. He said U.S. Roman Catholics would have to choose the lesser evil when they vote in November, without elaborating. Francis was speaking in a press conference with journalists after a demanding 12-day tour across Southeast Asia and Oceania. Despite criticizing both candidates, he said Roman Catholics should vote. "Not voting is ugly," the 87-year-old pontiff said. "It is not good. You must vote. You must choose the lesser evil," he said. "Who is the lesser evil? That lady or that gentleman? I don't know. Everyone, in conscience, has to think and do this." Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.